So welcome back to Elastic Conversations. Welcome back, ladies.
Welcome back.
Y'all almost got it.
Y'all got it. Going to jail too.
Yeah, I'm going to be in there.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, so how have you been? What's been going on? I haven't seen you in like a week.
I had a job with the kids. The house with the kids.
You ain't did nothing. No, but you're doing something. You're working out, though.
Oh, my God, people.
A fitness journey.
I started my fitness journey prior to pregnancy. Yay. You know, I wanted to be fine at 40. Oh. So I had started a fitness journey. I had got right.
She said right.
That's my man.
That's your man.
I got right.
I might have to take my
Then here came this baby.
Come on, Keisha.
Oh, she's so cute. A red baby, too.
Right?
At 40.
I thought I was going to be on an island for my 40th, and I was in a hospital saying help. Okay. So I started back yesterday my fitness journey with my awesome trainer, and now I can't move. So if I seem a little awkward or uncomfortable, it's because I can't move because I'm sore.
No, just say because I am.
I'm quite uncomfortable, and I'm sore, and I'm a year older. I'm packing more weight.
And that's okay. You're working out too as well. I'm trying to pack on more weight.
I'm excited for you.
Yes, I'm going to take you all with me.
Oh, I'm going with you. Okay. I might go with you too.
Are you
going
to document it?
I should. She does. My trainer does.
She does.
Like, yeah, she wanted me. Yeah, she wanted me to be on camera yesterday, and I was like, no, this is the first day. I'm panting.
Why?
That will give you the results when you see my first day all the way to the progression.
Well, she did it anyway. So
I like her.
She did it anyway.
I like her.
So, yeah, that's my story. So I started yesterday, and I'm feeling it. But, you know, and here's my mother. You need to go back.
Where do you feel it at?
Everywhere.
Everywhere? God damn.
My toes.
Hello.
This finger.
Ooh.
This eyelash.
Is the toes from walking in the building? Is the
and
finger from
out,
opening up the door?
Yes, running out. Because I hadn't worked out in a year.
Yes.
And
so when was the last time you actually worked out?
I hadn't worked out in a year.
No, but I'm saying
when
like,
I found out I was pregnant when I passed at the gym in July of last year.
You passed out at the gym? Is that what you
said? And she asked me.
Were you on the treadmill?
No.
Damn.
What were you doing?
I think I was jumping on a tire. It was like I was babysitting. No.
Didn't quite make it up.
You know, like how you have the weights around you and you pull it.
Yeah,
I think
tire.
I was doing that. And I said, hey.
How much weight had you had lost at that time?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, I saw it.
Get on my Facebook. I saw it.
We want to know how much weight did, because I saw the pictures.
And I started like in March or April into July. I had lost about 40-something pounds, and it made a dramatic difference. I mean, because I've always done it on my own, and I've done like cardio, but I never toned. So it was like
a
mess.
Like okay.
You did strength training.
I did strength,
coming out, booty.
She was flipping tires.
Yes.
Like, you haul tires?
Yes.
Like, you know, like.
I was doing everything.
Talk track tires.
Yes.
That is dope. Yeah, and what you been doing? Just in the house with the kids, cooking, cleaning, homework?
I've been doing the kids, dispatching. No excitement, logistics.
That's what's up.
Pretty much just waiting for Thanksgiving. I've been thinking about my plate all day. I can't wait to get some damn. Yes. My grandma go hard, but she won't be cooking, I'm sure. But I'm going to make cornbread dressing.
Okay.
The whole entire spread. I've been thinking about Thanksgiving. I ain't going to lie to you.
Me too.
I've been thinking about Thanksgiving. I'll be like, do I want cranberries in my cranberry sauce? Or do I want the gel kind? Like, I'm really getting into it.
You want that Ocean Springs can.
You know I do. Where you still see the rim around the gel.
That gives you where to cut it.
Yes! That is the measurement.
Black people.
And I like the first big chunk because that's the big line in the front of the can.
My brother eats it out of the, not out of the can, but he could eat it just plain.
That's my type.
I only like a little bit of it and then it'd be like, eh.
No, I like it in my dressing.
With each bite.
I don't eat dressing.
Excuse me?
I don't eat dressing.
What planet are you
from? I thought we were all black.
I don't even like my food to match up like that. Like it matches too much for me.
Okay, this is when I want to stop the conversation.
You know what? Speaking of that, well, you know, for me, I just been, you know, working and enjoying life and, you know, going through.
We see your post. You have the best social media.
Shut up.
You do. I love it. The videos.
I love you guys on social media.
Y'all are amazing. He got followers that interact. Okay. Not just the thumbs up. They're making comments.
My little paradise people.
What's good?
But yeah, I do definitely enjoy that too as well. But no, today we're going to touch on a topic because it's been in.
Are you rubbing your nose the most breasting?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, somebody hand me a mint.
No, a little. No, I'm older and my hair is growing. My hair is growing in my nose. You know, when you get older, your hair grows in your nose. Everything else stops growing.
Next time, take the razor from the side and just hit that little inside of the nose.
With a damn razor.
I've seen people do it like,
I have nose trimmers.
Not with a razor.
See, I have nose trimmers.
No, I have nose trimmers.
I hope you don't stick a razor in your nose.
No, I have nose trimmers. Okay, I have nose trimmers.
He's just still alive.
No, but today we are going to touch on a topic because...
Are y'all peeping the hair?
There has been...
I just gotta say something about this hair. We can't just skip past it like it doesn't exist. And it's cute.
I'm too black to blush.
I love it.
Okay? I am too dark
to blush. You're the same color. What are you talking? We're the same color.
You know, it just lets down that I twist, you know, felt a little creative. But no.
Not creative.
So today we are talking about the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? Is it a problem? Uh-oh. Or is it an issue? Now, we're not going to say a problem isn't an issue. And the reason why I brought this up and the reason why we wanted to touch on it is because there's been a lot of, when I mean it, is bisexual. You know, the Joe Budden thing had came out, which triggered a lot of different things and a lot of different reactions to it. So let's touch on it. So I'm going to go to you guys over here, especially Keisha, too, as well. You want to role play real quick?
No.
Well, you brought up Joe Budden. I wanted to say also, too, what made me think about it was Marriage Boot Camp. There's a guy on there from Love and Hip Hop.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of his name, but he's bisexual and actually has a girlfriend, and they're in a real relationship.
Well, did you see him
they're on Marriage Boot
Camp?
So that's a real serious relationship.
So there were some issues.
So there were some issues there that
they're trying to work out.
Love and Hip Hop. I can't remember which Love and Hip Hop.
But he was with the guy that was like real swole.
He was with the guy.
The little chocolate cute guy.
And she didn't know that he was gay.
I know who you're talking about. Uh-huh. I think I was watching it back then. Uh-huh. He's really dark.
No, that was the boyfriend.
The boyfriend looked like he's from the Day 26 group. I can't think of his name, but he looks just like one of the guys from Day 26 when they walked to go get that cheesecake for Puffy.
Was that Day 26?
Yeah, Day 26 with that.
Yes, but is I love that, reality I TV. You.
No, that's not.
Oh my God.
That was 112. The legendary 112 is nothing like Day 26.
I like Day 26,
I love
26,
both of
though.
Them, but they're not legendary like 112.
Okay, my bad, then.
They went and got the cheesecake and got cussed out.
Okay, so bisexual. So let me just put it to you like this. Would you date a bisexual person? Keisha? Would you?
No.
Really?
I wouldn't. And it's not for the reasons that people think.
What the reasons were? I didn't think anything.
I'm
not offending anyone. I say no because it's like I'm initially setting myself up for failure.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't like to share. And,
oh, wow.
You know, and I couldn't satisfy that person in totality
if you're not a blood factor,
I'm just saying.
You gotta be innocent. Yeah.
Hit it out.
Well, I couldn't because they desire the same sex.
Okay.
So I could never totally, you know, it's like I'm walking.
What if you had Will Smith money?
It doesn't matter. Okay. If I'm allowing him to,
I might be a little open.
To cheat. And I never know, you know, you never know in any relationship if you're going to get cheated on. So that's not the focus. The focus is eventually that person is going to have the desire to want to be urges. With that sex. Yeah. So really? I can't, yeah.
You can put a strap on. What if you have a strap on?
Hold on. So you said they're eventually going to have a desire and you know this to be true?
I've never dated, I'm not bisexual.
But
I don't know
what if they don't.
Said I'm not bisexual.
I mean, I don't know. But it's my own insecurity.
Okay, so that's what there we go. That's what I want to hear.
I'm insecure in a straight relationship.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna cut you right there, and then I'm gonna go over here to Miss V.
Okay.
Would you date someone that is bisexual?
I'll be honest. If they could tell me that they would be faithful. And I could fulfill their sexual desire.
Okay.
And we had a connection on spiritually and mentally. And I feel like I could. I mean, love is love.
Love is love.
I feel as though. I agree.
But it's not for you, Keisha.
No, that's to each his own. You know what I'm saying? My personal preference. And because I have my own insecurities that I need to deal with, like,
trust issues.
So, gotcha. I mean, maybe that person.
Okay, so you exclude yourself at the possibilities of something that is possibly great, shall we say. And, because of your insecurities. Now, why couldn't you possibly work through those insecurities with that person?
Because
I'm pretty sure they have insecurities too as well.
Yeah, but if...
About dating a heterosexual person, you know what I mean?
It's
But
she says she's never. Have you ever had a bisexual experience?
No,
you never kissed a girl.
See, I've messed with a girl before. So maybe that's anything. Why.
Oh.
So, but I'm not.
Yeah, get off me.
I kissed a girl and I didn't like it. I did like it.
Wait,
Wait, well, we're going to get off of you and we're going to see who's been in her. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh, I said it.
So maybe that's why I'm more open to it.
Okay, so you're open to it. But let me double back.
Because I don't always want to be with a woman. That was an experience. I was a bartender. I was having fun in Austin. I was in college. I kissed a girl. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I didn't. And guess what? I don't want a man to shut me out because of experiences that I had that ultimately did not make me who I was. It was just something that I experienced.
Okay, so you said that you kissed a girl and you like it. Was there any snacking?
There was a lot of snacking.
Okay. Did you like it?
I liked it. I'm always the taker. Remember, I love receiving gifts. And we go back to
selfish people. Get out of my community.
It is what it is. Listen, that's why I don't label myself as that. I just say that I experienced it. It was what it was.
Okay, you said you kissed a girl and you didn't like it. Was it that particular?
She said she liked it, and sometimes she.
No, she said. Wait, was
that's
it?
The song by Katy Perry? I was trying to be funny.
Okay, so you did like it.
She loved it.
I mean, my thing was, no, I won't say I love it. I'll just say that the experience wasn't bad. And most of it was like threesomes. So it wasn't like really just always one-on-one. Oh. And then I've had one-on-one too. I mean.
So you've done it all.
I was a kid.
You're a melting pot. You've done it all.
Listen, I was a raver chick. I was going to the parties
in
Austin and San Martin. I went to Texas State.
So basically what she's saying.
And everybody at Texas State had a lot of experiences. So any of y'all get to judging, I'm going to start tagging y'all.
Don't judge her.
Don't judge her, please.
It was a party. And it was a lot of shrooms, ecstasy. It was fun times.
Okay, so.
I enjoyed myself.
Oh, so you were under the influence.
I don't know if I was or not. I just know it happened.
But you remember the snacks.
I do. I mean, yeah, I didn't count it as a body count, but it was an experience.
Okay,
it was an experience, and I wouldn't want anybody to hold that experience against me and say, I wouldn't want to marry her. I want to be with her because she's been with a woman. Not in a relationship, but sexually.
Okay, so this is what
I
want to ask. This is what I want to ask.
I mean, I was open.
What is, because I think there's a misconception. So what is y'all's definition? And I would actually date a bisexual person.
I was coming there. I was going to.
Yeah, I actually would.
And I said I would too.
And for various reasons why. I haven't, but I would open myself up.
I want to know the various
reasons. You know what I have? I never have either.
Huh? Why I haven't?
No.
Or why I would?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to get me to this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is your definition and your perspective of bisexual? So we're gonna do this. You didn't know we were gonna do this. We're gonna role play.
Okay.
Let's role play real quick.
This is how I started with the lesbians.
Oh my God.
We're gonna role play.
She said that. We're gonna role play.
Is this explicit?
And this is for both of you guys.
I love you, mama.
Okay, this is for both of you guys. So
okay,
let's role play real quick. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, let's go.
You sound like her.
So what's up?
Who are you speaking to?
This is your dude. This is your dude.
Okay, this is your dude.
He's coming to you,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, so like, what's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? It's something that's kind of been on my mind and everything. And I really want to talk to you. Y'all thinking it's probably like, oh my God, bitch, about to propose.
I already know what it is.
Right? And so
you
he comes to you and he be like,
last weekend, and so now we're going to this.
So he's going to say to you, he's going to be like, he's going to say, before we go any further, you know,
I like penetration.
I'm bisexual.
In the back door. Hey,
I'm bisexual. First thing that comes in your mind.
What?
That's your first.
No,
thing?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
He tells you.
I'm here and here. So okay. He tells you that
he's bisexual.
He tells me that he's bisexual.
Yes, absolutely.
So you want to know the
first initial thing? I'm him. Talk to me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm here.
What happened? How do you know?
No, I'm just saying. That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Really? How do you know?
I said, are you sure?
Okay, where did your mind go? What are you thinking about in this given moment?
Sex.
Are you thinking sex right now? Be honest.
No, I wasn't thinking sex.
Okay, so he tells you, what is your initial moment? Like, what do you feel? Where do your mind go?
My first thing is, has it been a relationship or was it just an sexual experience? Because guess what, baby?
Okay, you're open. She's a sovereign citizen.
Okay.
She's a sovereign citizen. And me, before, at one point in time in my life, I most likely will probably be like, a slew of questions will come in my mind. With who? With when? And did you come? Did you ejaculate? Okay. And how long did it last? Okay. And were you the do or the doee? You know, I don't want to know all of these things. Uh-huh. And, you know, just for my thing. But so I feel like bisexual, there's a difference. You need to figure out what is he trying to communicate with you.
That's,
you
know what I mean? Was gonna...
So is he trying to communicate? Because there's a difference between like a bisexual person, because you have a sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And then you there also you have a sexual identity.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what is he trying to communicate with mm-hmm. you? So let's just say that he's, which one can you not take? Because he might identify as a man because of the complexities and everything that's and that kind of went on in his life, maybe how he grew up, where he grew up, church, and everything. So he probably could not live a full out life. So he had to basically pick something. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm straight. So which one can you take more? Is it the sexual orientation or is it the sexual identity?
I say orientation.
Yes, get into it.
Hey,
I'll wait.
It's all about just experiences. It's to me.
Because break it down. Because every time somebody says they're bisexual, every time that they say that somebody's bisexual, they immediately go to a sexual fantasy. So sexual orientation is like the fantasies and everything. You know,
that's why I said I didn't go to sex. I went to, because a lot of people have this misconception that they're bisexual because I think another man is handsome or I think other women are attractive, and so they consider themselves bisexual because but they've never had a sexual experience. Mm-hmm. Now, what about then it comes to different places, different type when you have the urges, like I want to have a sexual experience with the man, but like she said, I mean, like with a woman or whatever, but like she said, I've done it, I've tried it, I've moved on, or you know, that doesn't. I was experimenting. That doesn't necessarily place me as being bisexual.
There you go, Keisha. That's where I was coming from. So I wouldn't mind if a man also felt that same thing. Even though people take it because his penetration is a little bit different from women.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel as though...
But they might not have been the penetrator.
But even if the receiver or the giver, there was still penetration done. And that's like a sodomy. So some people look at it as that's why they want to disconnect from that type of experience because of all of that taboo that's been put, especially in our community, Black community.
Right.
There's so much taboo on it when it's like, why can't everybody be free and sexually fluid and just experience things and see what they like? And then there's the ones that are like, oh no, that is not happening. But at the same time, you want to be on the down low.
So what I'm saying to you, and I'm asking, if they come to you and they tell you that, do you continue on?
I feel like if this orientation, I'll be like, you want to do a threesome?
Oh, damn.
You want to test it out? I mean, you want to see what's going on or what it is? Mm. I mean, just be open and we both be on the same page, because my thing is I want my partner to be comfortable so that they can give me the best sexual experiences with him and I.
So you're
in
willing
one sense,
to go...
You want them to just be sexually comfortable?
No, and with that, well, right now we're talking about sex, but throughout the entire relationship, yes.
But wait, okay, well, break it down for me, Juwan. Are we just talking about sex or are we talking about a relationship?
Well, it could be anything, because anything, for bisexuals, you have that, because you can have
so
a sexual orientation
a
as a sexual thing, or it could be a romantical thing. Mm. So you need to figure out which
that's
one
what
it is.
You don't like the relationship part. If they've been with somebody for 2 years, you're not feeling
me,
it.
That's why I said, how long did it last?
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. How long did it last?
Yeah.
Was it a relationship? Because
if it's a fling, do your thing.
So I feel you on that too. If it's on the surface and we're just having fun and having a party, that's, we're good, like when I was young.
But
if
a relationship?
You're talking about you were in a relationship for 5 years. That's a lot of competition, because I ain't got the
Well, hold on.
Slim,
is it the insecurities that everybody that walks in front of them that they could possibly be attracted to?
Not at all. It's the
on
insecurity
the face of the
that
planet.
It's the insecurity that I ain't got no dick. That's the insecurity. Because if that's what they like that night, regardless if it was one night stand or 5 years,
but that's just
I don't have
that's
it.
Just sexual, maybe.
Yeah, but I wouldn't care that. I'm saying I wouldn't care. But I'm saying if it was a long-term relationship, I would start to question my insecurity of, will I ever be able to deliver? No. Will you ever like a strap on? No. Do you want dick in your ass? Yes. It's
but
like,
why does it become like why does it become?
Because I'm competing with dick.
Because I want to know, but why does it become like it's limiting your options, or it's going to be gloom and doom?
Not at all.
Or it's a negative thing. Not you know at what I'm all. Saying?
Not negative to me.
Because I'll put it to you like this. I mean, let's just say the streets, because you normally, you know, you women date the streets, and let's just say the streets have
not the street
a misconception that, you know, they're always out there running around and they have all these different people. But you'll chance yourself with that.
But it's like.
But is it because you cannot? Is it because you cannot visually?
You see what I'm saying? It's like
speak it.
Say it again.
Say it. It's like inviting somebody to hit you. Like okay,
wait, hit you like punching.
Wait. Like
domestic violence.
No, I'm just saying.
We don't say that.
That's like what I said. It's like I'm inviting you to cheat on me. So it's like.
So it's basically like a baby deer going to the hunter and nibbling on the end of the barrel.
No, she's saying if somebody will hit you and you are okay with it and they'll hit you, then you know that they might hit
you
again.
But why are you looking at it like you might get hit though?
No, I'm not. Because if you're coming to me and you're saying that you're bisexual, I only have one part. So, I mean, if it wouldn't be
no,
a deal,
ma'am, you can buy one from Cindy's.
It's not about the the gender. I mean, it's not about the, what is this called? Help me. The
penis?
You can say penis?
I can't say penis. I couldn't think of it at the moment. Okay.
But you just had a baby.
Well, okay.
It's not just about the penis, okay? Oh. Now, it's like, maybe it's the masculinity, or maybe it's like let me finish mm-hmm. so I can get it's like maybe it's not even about that. Maybe they like being with a man, not sexually, but they like that,
you know, that,
that
you can't make
spark.
Them feel the way a man can make them feel.
It's not even,
but you might can't even make them feel the way that they ex made them feel, which might be a girl, but that's not a problem. The problem is making them feel the way that you gonna make them feel, the way they gonna allow you to make them feel. So why not try?
Just because.
Why are you trying to talk her into it? She doesn't
No, I'm not saying it's not a situation.
I feel you.
Listen.
Yes.
Guys.
Just got to get it out.
Yes, get it out.
It's an insecurity issue. So it
she
doesn't
said
have.
She's an insecurity with heterosexual.
In a heterosexual because of my past. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just like I said, I'm inviting them to hit me because there is a possibility, even though it's a possibility in a straight relationship. But it's like in my mind.
In your mind.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
You're bisexual. You said it to me. So that means you like the same sex. So I'm only one. Sex.
And even if it was somebody heterosexual and they were saying, I feel you would still feel a certain way with that one too. So she's saying it's an insecurity.
It's
period.
Not even about
it's not okay. even about
the gender
like.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not even about that.
I feel you on that, Keisha. So,
gotcha.
I
no, I just wanted
that.
To know because.
Have you ever been with somebody bisexual?
That's bisexual?
Yes.
Not knowing.
So no one has ever told
I didn't know at that point that they were because I
did you ever find out?
Oh, yes.
And when you found out, how did it make you feel? What did you think? How did you find out? Did they have to end up confessing, or did you find out?
Because they were messing with somebody.
How did you find out? Right.
I'll put
right,
it like this.
Right,
okay, story time. Right. I found out when I was in my 20s, which means that I found out as I was leaving the house and saw the picture of him and his wife. I'd already been in the house, but I did not know that. You know what
and
I mean?
He didn't let you know that he had
no,
a wife.
No, not at all. And then, but I was young at the time, so I didn't realize that, you know, I was green.
Yeah,
you know, I was really green. You know, I had to find my way through that community. And I pretty much still, to this day, get hit on by married men. You know who you are.
Ooh.
But you know what I'm saying? Most
you better let
of
me know
time,
if it's mine. Oh,
but
he not
I don't
there.
Think that they're bisexual. I just think they have a wiring... a bisexual sexual orientation of fantasies.
Yeah,
right.
And things like
to get
that.
Fulfilled.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what it was. But I don't never intentionally go for that, or I never dated one. No one's ever approached me. Or maybe they were and I just didn't know because
like how
they
you
were
found
scared
out
to
with
come
the
out.
Late, like how you found out late with messing with the married guy.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Didn't know.
Now what happened
you
when
learn.
You what happened when you found out? Did you cut it off instantly, or did y'all continue on the fling, or Did you confront him and talk about it? What was discussed? What happened?
It wasn't like it was going anywhere. It was truly like
just a hit, wham, bam,
like,
thank you, ma'am.
I never thought that it was gonna be like anything or something. It was just like, hey, I'm available at this moment. I'm horny. You're horny. Let's do it.
So
like,
who set that tone? Did he set that tone? Or
probably so.
Yeah.
Yes, because he's married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the Download Brothers.
And that's how the approach was. And at that given moment, my mind frame, I'm like, okay, cool, let's go.
Mm-hmm. So, because
you were just ready trying to do a sexual urge. Yeah. And they were probably living out a fantasy
I'm still a man.
Okay.
And women do it too. They just don't want to own up to it because I think it makes
women
them feel
do it more
like
than
it's
men.
More, make them
women
look like a
do
whore.
It more than men, but, okay?
But yeah, I was in that moment at that time. I just did not know.
That is cool.
Why do you think that
when they're 20s, man, those roaring 20s,
people are scared to be upfront about their preferences.
It's people like you.
Like me, like what?
Not in a bad way. That you might shut them down and not give them a chance.
Don't nobody know that?
No, but if once they tell you they're bisexual and you're not feeling it, then of course they're going to be like, well, damn, I wish I would have told her.
That's a sign of rejection.
And it's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, and so they don't want to be rejected by you.
That's a sign of rejection.
Yeah.
And nobody really wants to feel rejected in life, period. And it's a
ding,
difficult
ding, well, ding, ding with the insecurity.
But I wasn't finished.
Okay, it's connecting.
I
got you.
But I wasn't feeling
heterosexual or not insecure.
Yeah, nobody wants to feel rejected. But when you are being bred on a planet to where there are stereotypes,
can we cut the camera real quick? I have to pee.
But you can't hold it. We got like 3 minutes.
Oh my God. Fine.
Okay. Squeeze it. She's old. She's had a bunch of
no,
babies.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with, oh, it's about how many babies I done had, boo.
Don't you mess up these people, Chad.
Let me tell you, I tried to tell you, I ain't been doing no Kegel exercise. She the one that started working out, not me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No.
Yeah,
no.
It's about to be waiting on flow. I'm going to let you know, Latif.
What I was saying, with your ignorant butt, what I was saying is that, you know, it's a difficult thing to even try to be yourself, whether you're heterosexual, whether you're bisexual, but bisexual and just LGBTQ, LMNOP, you know, it's a lot of them.
The alphabet folks.
It's a lot. And, you know, not to make fun, but, you know, they're building on and everything.
Not fun at all. My daughter is definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you're going to have to experience this. And the simple fact that you are open and you have expanded your consciousness of the possibilities of not closing yourself off, but
tell me what my daughter do I look like?
I love her.
She loves you.
I love her. I love
you. Make her love herself.
I love her.
That's why we love.
And that's what it is. But when you get
not
somebody,
her. Wait a minute.
I love them. I love Mars.
Thank you.
I love Mars.
Thank you.
I love Mars. It's I'm learning hey, too as
me
well.
Me too. Because our generation didn't go through that type of orientation.
No, we didn't.
Trying to learn all that.
But
shit.
just like you said, just being able to come out of anything, come out of your own home. But when you have so much against you and it demeans your masculinity, and not just, it's more on the male side, it's more accepted on the female side, but
yeah,
it's more of the male side because it does not diminish or bring down their masculinity or how they feel about themselves. Because when they come to you and they tell you that they're bisexual, it's not like they're telling you who they sexually want to be with at that given moment, who they want to live with in that given moment, who they want to end up with in that given moment. They're telling you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't handle it in that moment, but tell them that you can't handle it in that moment. But at least think about, you put yourself at risk with anything that you do in life.
True.
And that's just like a person that says, I only want to date an African-American. I only want to date a white person. You know what I'm saying? I only want to date an Asian. You know, you are limiting yourself. And then you have to ask yourself why. Like, why does it affect you? It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's not anything like that. But just being able to question why you feel a certain sort of way, which it should be love all the way around on this planet.
Absolutely.
So therefore, how are you adding or not adding or adding, are you adding for the positive of the collective consciousness? Are you adding negative to the collective consciousness? Or are you trying to inspire and expand the collective consciousness? Is where I'm going with. It's not a negative thing. I think everybody deserves love, and love doesn't have a face.
I agree.
But being able to talk to that person, and that person being able to tell you where their mind is.
Let me tell you something.
Me neither, boo.
What?
Okay, Dad, I saw that. But let me tell y'all something. Another thing about it is Keisha may have never gotten into the
I think that a lot of it came out for me with the party scene, the bartending scene, the raver scene, the how drugs are open up a different mind frame of a different
your sexual sphere. Orientation
yeah
type.
Yeah so I mean like popping a tab or eating some shrooms or drinking some tea or whatever it may be that you may dabble into or experience. I think that also opens a different realm, and we all know Keisha has stated she has never done any of that, so I also think maybe that connects to not having that experience, because really I guess I'm telling myself the experience that I had was connected to that.
Because
you
see
what I'm saying? It's that realm of her mind may not have been tapped into because you've never ever dabbled into those type of activities, which is nothing wrong with. But I'm saying a lot of people that have those experiences that I had and he've had a lot. We all know that he's done his thing, and I'm telling y'all I've done my thing and you haven't. So I'm thinking maybe that's another.
I mean, she
common...
has, just not with the same sex.
No, I'm saying that's no. She's never done any party drugs.
Oh.
We have.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think that our mind is open in that space of being so open with sexuality, because we've been on a different level. Because when you high and connected with somebody, it's different than when you just connected.
It is.
And I'm thinking that's what the correlation of why you've never tapped into that. And I don't think it's right or wrong, but I'm feeling you and I'm feeling him. I'm feeling myself, but I'm feeling where I see the commonality is. Because when I was doing raves and everything and doing my thing out there in Austin, it was a lot of fun times. And there weren't a lot of people like us out there, if you get what I'm saying, because I went to Texas State. So I feel like that may be the reason why we may be a little bit more open on it.
Right.
And you're a little more shut down. And I feel you on that, because I know you said it's insecurities from heterosexual and any type of relationship.
Yeah.
But I think also because your ass ain't never got down on that.
That's true, but that's like with a lot of things. Doesn't even just have to be anything about bisexual, but that's what a lot of things. If you haven't experienced it, you don't know about it, so you're closed off.
But I'm also saying what drives you to
but what I wanted to know
is
that now that you know how you feel, not saying that you're looking for it because you are in a committed relationship.
Are y'all gonna give me a diaper or is this gonna continue?
But here's a towel, ma'am. No, but not that you're in a committed relationship, but you're not looking at it. But are you going to like revisit the feelings and the insecurities? Because it's not just about that situation. So it could be affecting your current relationship. But we don't necessarily have to go there.
So
but
real. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes. And I love that.
Love
and I love that.
Oh, my God. I feel you on that one, too.
Or because.
Damn, that's real.
Yes,
that's
you gotta own, but own that breakthrough,
to verbalize to me, because I have never experienced anything with the same sex or anything. It doesn't even have to be that. Right. If a person is able to express whatever it is to me, if we can have an open conversation with honesty, you never know what tables may turn
and what your response may be or where you've seen.
But you know, I've never been in a situation to where I had to deal with anything like that. So I mean,
you've never did a drug
but knowing what today's society is and how you see more younger kids being open with their sexual identity and their sexual orientation,
my daughter.
And you have, and both of y'all have some offsprings.
Definitely.
And so are you preparing yourself for that?
Yes.
So are you going to have to revisit? Because how do you instill and how do you make sure that she's going to be able to praise her own self in a society that still might not be all the way warm welcoming?
Yeah.
Because that taboo, especially in our community, the Black community, is so taboo.
It's
so taboo. Yes. And church, you know, I might lose church friends today just saying what I said. And does it look like I give a fuck?
I'm just saying. Like I,
we know you don't.
I want you to get like that. Like just don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what I. You know.
That's why I love what you just said about the insecurities about those.
Yeah,
that was like just, real shit.
I'm gonna love my children for whomever they choose to be.
Better fucking believe
And if
it.
That's the route that she goes, I'm going to have to take that route with her. I'm not going to shun anybody. I don't shun friends. I'm not going to shun my offspring. So whatever they choose to do in life, I'm going to support them.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So there we go. That's
just
how we
just because she's never experienced it does not mean she will shut it down,
I'm not
y'all.
Shut it down. I mean, because I have children. And you do have to have an open mind. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring and what you're going to have to endure.
I do.
Hello.
So
I know what
Hello.
It's going to bring.
Hello.
Anyway, baby, tomorrow will bring a better, better you, a better me. I know that we are showing this one.
No, but
no,
okay,
No, but now.
Wait, is that Tevin Kemp?
It is.
Yeah, I love
it. Is, it
that's
is.
That's another bisexual man. That's
we don't
weird
know
that
him.
We know. No, I know for a fact.
Like, I don't know you, and I didn't say that. Allegedly.
Allegedly, but if you play the organ at the church, it's already
done. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
The taboos, the cliches.
And I was raised in a Southern Baptist, so maybe I do
Me
believe
too.
The taboos. Shit, well, fuck it. But guess what? I grew away from
well,
that.
Well, before we I leave, grew away from that. I just do want to say that I think this was a pretty eye-opening experience for... me just hearing y'all's response of what you would actually feel and just touching on the subject and seeing how we're going to collectively expand and shift, you know, the frequency on the planet about bisexual and maybe open it up. But I also want to say that bisexual and gay people are more than just organ players, tambourine players, makeup
joke.
Artists,
it was a
stylists,
it was
and everything.
A joke.
We're all over.
It was
no,
a
it
joke.
Wasn't. It wasn't a slug. But I'm just saying,
it was a joke.
We're all over.
It was a joke.
We're all
and,
over.
And I was just saying that to
no,
make
I
a joke
about it too as well. But
yeah,
I mean,
because
I can
everybody
play a
in my church that I went to that was a tambourine or organ player was gay.
But with music,
and we didn't care.
And the thing about it,
I hate that they had to hide it because when we left church after choir practice, they was being gay with me.
But the funny part about it
is,
with
nobody else.
The funny part about it is,
right.
is that when you're in it, you don't really think about it back in that moment, but whether you banging them phalanges on them keys or whether you getting up in here with the tambourine, you're still making an effect and you still having to move and you still having them feel something. So it's more than just that. So I do, you know what I'm saying? It's more than just that. So mm-hmm. you're still having an impact, but you just have to kind of mentally look at it like that and just be you and shine through. So...
that was awesome. And I can't wait till my daughter watches this because when she...
I love you, Merch.
Hey! And I hate to say daughter, but when they...
Yeah, because she fucking up.
Yeah, okay. When they actually, you know, came to me and had a discussion, they actually thought that I would have a problem with it.
Get
I'm
it
thinking,
together.
My sister's a lesbian. I have friends that, you know, I have no problem with that. So that hurt my feelings thinking that she would shut... thinking that I would shut her
I
down.
Don't think that...
I mean, I'm just saying, I hope my daughter sees this episode and she'll be like, damn, mama was
she
telling
will.
The truth.
And I hope she sees it first because after she sees it, I actually want to bring that amazing species and that amazing being on the show because
she is
freaking
amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. They.
They.
Freaking amazing.
And I want her to know that I want them to know that the love that I have for her is genuine and I've experienced things that she know that I know before she knew.
I love
and
you.
And I hate it.
I love you.
That she thinks
I love
that
you for
it was
loving
a problem.
Her.
But it's,
oh,
it goes back
them.
To that taboo, like
them.
How society has created the
Thank
narrative
you. Thank
that
you.
It's a bad thing.
Well,
Thank
you know
you.
What? Before
Thank
we meet
Thank
people,
you.
The only thing I'm going to say is change the narrative.
Yeah,
the world doesn't change people.
Open your mind.
People change it.
Maybe eat some shrooms and get with it.
So
get
continue to follow
My
us.
My people in Austin, I love y'all.
Yes, yes. But continue to follow us. Continue to be down with us. Continue to grow with us.
She has to say the thing
we
that I
We are
love.
Streaming on all platform services. Just pay attention to us while we heal and while we laugh and we haven't done it yet while we cry because I'm sure it's probably going to happen at some point.
Wait,
but other than
wait,
that, Keisha, you want to go on ahead and take us out?
Please. Please, everyone, remember to click, like, share, and subscribe.
Ooh, boom. I love it.
And we're out. I love you, ladies.
I love y'all. And they love Mars.